We continue on the KCIIPM sports page. We are set to talk with this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. It's Washington archer Sammy Mellinger. Sammy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Sammy, I want to start out with, for the Washington Demons, what year are you in school?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, and we'll talk about your archery in just a little bit, but aside from archery, what other activities and different sports are you involved in at school?
Really, the only thing else I do is 4-H. I did volleyball my freshman year, but I didn't do that this year.
And so when it comes to classroom work, Sammy, what are your favorite subjects in school?
Math, and I kind of like reading and writing a little too.
Post high school, what would your dream job be?
Well, I was thinking about being a teacher, but I'm not really so sure about that anymore.
Okay.
So I also did like a mentorship at a bank we have in Washington, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm thinking about going into like something to do with banking.
And for the archery-specific portion of our interview, that's not a sport that's offered a whole lot of places here around Southeast Iowa and in our listening area. How did you get started in archery?
Well, it started with my mom saying that me and my brother should go out, so I tried it. And at first, you know, I was kind of like, oh, I don't really know about it. And then in seventh grade, like, I started to become, like, one of their top shooters. And so then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to stick with this. And it's taken me to good places, and I've really enjoyed it. So I'm glad that I stuck to it.
What do you like about it?
It's not like a contact sport, you know. It's like, and you kind of, you're just, like, on your own, basically, and you can, like, talk to other people. I can be so focused on the line. Like, I don't know, like, about anything else that's going on. Like, in the audience, I'm, like, so focused on the target. And I just like to just, like, my 2 minutes that I can just, like, focus on one thing. And that's what I really like about it.
Well, we're going to talk about your performance at the state meet. And I want to start with the Iowa State Fairgrounds is where everything is held. What's it like to walk in and see all the targets lined up and see all the people?
Well, for me, since I've been there for, like, the past 3 years, it's not as surprising, but, yeah, definitely the first year I saw all those targets, and I was like, wow, this is, like, big, so, and I was like, I know this is another tournament, but then again, you have so many other kids on the line while you're up there, too, and you have so many other people watching you, so it is a little nerve-wracking.
Now, you were involved in both the bullseye shoot and the 3D shoot. So let's start first with the bullseye. You end up with a 291, 22 tens. What did you think about your performance in the bullseye tournament?
I was pretty happy with it. I mean, I was not as disappointed, but like just a little bit, because last year at state, I got a 292. And my highest is a 293, and, like, I've always wanted to go beyond my 293. And I was really hoping, because, so my first three rounds, I had 50s. So I was, like, I got really excited. I was, like, today could be the day I could beat my highest score. And so I was, like, I wasn't disappointed, but I was kind of, just because it wasn't my best. But I was still happy with it, because it still got me into the top five.
And you mentioned finishing in the top five there with that great round. Over on the 3D side, you shoot 281. What did you think about your 3D performance?
That's one of my better scores, and not my best again. So I was still happy with it. And that one, I was close to being in the top five, but I still qualified for nationals individually, so I'm still happy about that.
Now, bullseye compared to 3D. Which one do you like better, and which one do you think you perform better in?
I definitely like bullseye better. I like the target, because that's where, like, I know for sure where I aim and stuff. And I definitely, that's how I perform better in bullseye. And I still like 3D, because we're shooting at animals, so it's kind of like a real-life situation, I guess you could say.
Now, Coach Peterson was telling us about, for your final placement at State, you had to go into a shoot-off, a tiebreaker. Can you tell us what that was like to be a part of that?
Yeah, so I like knew the Sunday morning before we had to do the shoot-off that I was going to have to do one because I saw that I was tied with a girl. And I was definitely shaking. When I sat down in the chair, when we were up there, I definitely couldn't stop moving, and my leg was shaking. I could tell my hands were shaking. It was just really nerve-wracking because there was only, five of us up on the line and a bunch of people watching. So, yeah, it was definitely nerve-wracking.
And I want to ask, too, about the teammates that you went with. And I want to start with your brother. Coach said that you guys were shooting in pretty close proximity there. What's it like to have him on the team and be able to compete almost side-by-side with him at State last weekend?
Well, we normally shoot by each other at regular tournaments. And normally, Peterson said that I might have a poker face, and I kind of do. I'm serious. I don't really joke around, but when I'm next to my brother, he always, comes back and sits down next to me, and he always says something. He always makes me laugh, and it's kind of good to have that, because then I can, relax for a few minutes if I'm really nervous. And so it can be good sometimes, but other times I just really wish that he wasn't there. But at State, I was really glad that he was there because he made me laugh, and I definitely needed it for State because he was really nervous.
Now, for a sibling rivalry question here, let's say that you and your brother were in a shootout like you had to go through at State. Which of you wins that?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think I would, just because, I don't really know, we've been close to scores, but I'm normally the top one out of the two of us. So, I mean, he could beat me because he has good round of 15. But if I'm being completely honest, I think I could probably beat him.
Do you guys compare scores a lot?
Well, at State, he had a 50 the first round, I had a 50. So then we were kind of... Cody, he said he was "Ooh, we're tied," and then I had another 50. And he had a 48, and he's like, "Oh, you're beating me by 2." And he was kind of going back and forth, saying, "I could still beat you though." And it was really funny because he was saying that he was gonna beat me or whatever, and I found that really funny.
Now, as a team, you guys have a great tournament overall. You finish in the top 5 as a team for both 3D and for the Bullseye tournament. Your teammates is in total as a group. What's it like to be up there with this group and to have the success you guys did?
Yeah, I definitely think that we are a really good team. I'm really glad that everyone that's out is out. And I know there's many good shooters on that could have gone to State, and Peterson said, it was a tough decision for him to make, and I know that he made it to the best of his ability and who he thought was going to be good to get us in the top 5 for State. And I've been on the team with most of these people for as long as I've been in archery, so it's glad to have familiar faces every year, continuing to go out, and I wouldn't trade the team for anything.
Well, Sammy, we have Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping and Wapello as our sponsor for our Athlete of the Week program every week, and they have core values that include quality, dependability, honesty, and respect. When it comes to archery for you, and just in general, whether we're talking sports, classroom, life, what are some of your core values that you live by?
I definitely would have respect. I respect everyone, and I respect what people do for other people. And I personally like helping people. A couple weeks ago at one of our tournaments. There was a kid that I was shooting with at 3D, never shot 3D before. So I helped him with it, and I was happy to help because it was his first time, and I want it to be a good experience for him. And so I really enjoy helping people, and for sure just respect everyone.
Now, the last thing is you guys have that great performance at state. You're not done yet. You've got nationals coming up, like you said, qualifying for that. What goals do you have, Sammy, for nationals?
Well, at nationals, I have never shot a 290 before in bullseye. So I'm hoping to shoot another 290 at nationals, but we'll see if that happens. And for 3D, I definitely want to shoot my highest or above, which is like a 286. But I definitely want to be in there. And for the last 2 years, I've qualified in the 3D because I've been in the top 30, so I definitely want to do that again.
Well, congratulations on your great performances at state, finishing in the top 5 in the bullseye, top 10 in the 3D shoots, and being named our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. We wish you good luck coming up at nationals, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And that's Sammy Mellinger, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care and Landscaping Athlete of the Week on the KCI IPM sports page. We'll be back with more right after this.